David.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's Priestley. I am so excited to have you on the show, to be very honest with you. So I'm a huge, huge fan.
Thank you.
So first and foremost, I must say this. L'shana tova, and this is an awesome way to kick off my new year. So thank you for being on the show again.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a good way to kick off the new year. You're right.
100%. All right, so it's all about Baltimore Comic Con. You're coming out here. Baltimore is buzzing, brother. Bruce Wayne, Batman, and I also hear not only Batman and Bruce Wayne, but Alfred is also going to be at Comic Con.
Yeah, Alfred is going to be, and he's very excited, as am I.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, I'm going to make a Priestley confession real quick. I've never been to a Comic-Con. What is it like, and especially for you, being who you are and doing what you do? What is the experience overall like, man?
Really? You've never been to a Comic-Con? Wow.
I know.
They are crazy. They are very overwhelming for the first time, but in the best way possible. And basically what it is for me is an amazing opportunity to interact with fans and people that enjoy the show. And, you know, because I personally think that, I mean, I know that the reason that I want to work my very hardest at this job especially is because there are 75, almost 80 years, somewhere between 75 and 80 years of built-in fans into this mythos, and I want to do it justice. And so that's my purpose for the fans. And so having conventions like this allows me the opportunity to personally interact with them and talk to them about what they like, what they don't like, and just everything in general. And I love it. Couldn't love it anymore.
Well, I gotta be honest, as a fan who's been a part of this mythos for, I don't know, I'm 43 for a majority of my life, you're killing it, man. You are absolutely killing it. Keep the path going. We love what you're doing with Bruce Wayne, as well as Batman to be. What has the reception been like for you at the Comic-Cons?
It's been great. It's been almost all of them, like, have been, you know, there's always like that. There's few where it's a disaster, but you know, for the most part, they have been phenomenal. And I love doing them. I love going to them.
Well, it's awesome. If you're just checking us out, David Mazouz from Gotham is right here with Mix 106.5. And I have to say, David, I've been a real fan from the beginning for you. You, before you got into Gotham, were on a Fox show called Touched.
Yes.
With Kiefer Sutherland. I got to say, one of my favorite actors. Are you even familiar with his show, 24?
Yeah. So I knew what it was.
Okay.
But it came out in 2001 when I was
little,
maybe like 5 months old.
So, very little.
Yeah, needless to say, I wasn't a fan then.
No. Nor should you have been. Good parenting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little dark for a 5 month old.
A little bit.
Yeah. But after I booked it, I started to binge watch the eight seasons of 24 at that point.
Wow.
And there's like been two more additions. And I binge watched it maybe in the course of like 2 weeks, because it's one of those shows where if you binge it, cannot stop. Every episode is, it's like crack.
Hashtag truth. Yes.
So I watched it very, very quickly with my family, staying up every night, all night to do that. I sacrificed many hours.
I love you. You're awesome.
I did this between the pilot and the series, and I loved it. I mean, obviously it was like amazing. But then working with Kiefer was, I don't even want to say amazing, because that's an understatement of how great it was to work with him. And he was such a great role model, such a great guy to work with, and just co-star in general.
Giving me goosebumps, man. So my curiosity is, working with him, do you think it helped prepare you for the role of Bruce? I mean, because I do see a little bit of brooding going on in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I feel like acting is a muscle just like anything else. So anytime you work it, it gets stronger and it gets better. So definitely working on Touch, just the fact that I was doing a consistent job, which is my first time doing a consistent job, like working on a regular basis, and working that muscle again and again and again, really, really helped me. I think I came out of that show a much better actor than I was walking in, and especially working with Kiefer, because he really, one of the things that he taught me was the importance of preparation, and what it means to make sure you're prepared, to make sure you've done your homework before you come to set. And so that really helped me For the role of Bruce Wayne, absolutely.
Totally. Game on. So now, speaking of Bruce, what is the schedule like? How do you balance school and work? What is that like for you?
So I go to school in Los Angeles, and in New York I have a studio teacher.
Okay.
On set, and basically what happens is my teachers send the work to my studio teacher, and I do it long distance, and then whenever I have a break from shooting, I'll go back home to L.A. and go to school.
That's incredible, man. Very busy and focused, so congratulations. Are you a good student? It's the dad in me.
I like to think I'm a good student.
I love that. Yes, well, you do your homework, sir. Now, getting back to Gotham, I'm curious. You know, you are Batman, going to be Batman. And before this, did you have any other heroes that you liked? Were you a comic person at all?
So I was never really into comic books before the show. Batman was always my favorite superhero. I think I enjoyed Iron Man. I think those are like my big two, but Batman was always my number one.
I love that.
Once I got the role, I read comics a ton, and I like for research originally, but then I loved them so much that now I read them slightly for research still, but for my own personal pleasure.
They're so cool.
Yeah, now I love Sandman. I love Injustice is my favorite comic book.
Tight, yes.
Arc, or you know, whatever it's called. And so everybody in there, Constantine's pretty cool in there. So yeah, but Batman obviously is still first and born.
100% icon. Icon when we talk about the heroes. Which brings me now back to Gotham, because if you're just checking us out, David Mazur is in the house coming to Baltimore Comic Con this weekend from Gotham. Bruce Wayne, Batman. We're talking about your heroes that you kind of looked into. Now, what about the villains on Gotham, which kind of are a super focus of this series? This is the ultimate origin story, and I'm glued from the premiere episode up until last night's, which was fabulous, brother. High five.
Thank you.
So, of the villains, do you have a favorite on the show that, you know, just David's like, yep, that's my favorite villain we've had? I like the weather balloon guy who used to shoot the people up into the air. I thought that episode in season one was amazing.
Yeah, that was a great one. For me, I love them all. I love, you know, Penguin,
awesome,
Jerome.
Ah!
But I think my favorite is Nygma. I really like the evolution of Nygma. I feel like that's one of the truest origin stories that we've told on the show, and you really see how he went from just being smart weirdo to being a supervillain. And I feel like it was a really slow evolution, and it was a natural evolution, and his motivations really made sense. And I think that the writers and Corey just did an amazing job bringing that character and his motivations for being so evil to life.
That's awesome. You're right. The Nygma arc is incredible. I happen to be a big fan of the Bruce arc, actually. I mean, you have grown so much. Can we talk a little bit about, like, what's that like? You really were young as a Bruce Wayne in the first season. Now, dude, you're looking like a man. And are you hitting the gym? What's training like? I mean, Ra's al Ghul, he's kicking Bruce's butt, putting needles in your head. And what's going on with you? How do you train for this? You've had an incredible arc.
So I've been taking Krav Maga lessons, jiu-jitsu, a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of boxing. But, you know, mostly it's our stunt, amazing stunt team who have been nominated for an Emmy the past couple of years because they do such an incredible job. And they make me look good. They tell me how to fake it, basically.
You fake it, great!
yeah. But, I mean, Bruce is obviously really training and kicking butt. I don't want to spoil anything to people who didn't see the premiere last night, but he's definitely getting out there, and he's embracing his fighting skills and putting them to good use in Gotham.
Well, anybody who didn't see last night, because we do not do spoilers on my show, you need to watch the show. And if you haven't seen the final episode of last season, which is also kind of a wink as to what we're talking about, I mean, that final scene for me was incredible, dude. It gave me goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps now talking about it. How did that feel to finally, like, step it up?
So it was funny because that final scene, it was very different than it appeared on screen. Because,
interesting.
When I was standing on that ledge, I wasn't actually any sort of rooftop whatsoever. I was on middle of a downstage, and they'd built like an 8-foot platform and a bunch of green screen walls all around me, and that's all it was in real life. And so, and it was like I'd just been wearing that costume for maybe 2 minutes. and you know, with the mask and the turtleneck and over it and everything. And I think the our visual effects team, who actually won an Emmy for that shot, did an such an incredible job making it as legendary as possible.
Mazel tov. It was home run, grand slam. Forget home run.
Yeah, it was great. And but it felt amazing. My point was that it wasn't even as like I wasn't even on a rooftop. But like a lot of it was like it was the whole thing was fake. But even still, I felt the pressure, but also the excitement of the moment. And I was over the moon shooting that scene.
Dude, great things to come. And, you know, unfortunately, I know you got to run. He's in LAX making his way over to Baltimore Comic-Con, David Mazouz. So, but that is one part of Gotham I think is so epic, is the way they the image, the look. It feels like a comic book sometimes, yet it's alive. The way they shoot it. There was actually a scene in last night's episode where you were in, and I believe you were talking, I forget to who, it may have been Alfred, but the way they framed it, it was as if it was a block of a comic book, the way it was framed. Tell the artists and all the people, the directors, the visionaries, they're crushing it. That was what was so iconic, I think, even with the series premiere.
I think this season also is going to bring that to a whole other level. We've had some directors that have come in with some extremely creative ideas, and I really think they're going to work wonders for the show.
Well, high five to you and the entire crew of Gotham. Baltimore, we are ready for the Batman invasion. It's this weekend, Baltimore Comic-Con, down at the Convention Center. I can't believe it. Bruce Wayne, Batman, my man, David Mazouz. Odd Mix 106.5. Safe travels, brother. We can't wait to have you here.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you.
All right, Baltimore Comic-Con friends, catch up with David and so many others. You can do it today, Friday, open until 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, doors open again at 10 a.m. and close at 5 p.m. The Baltimore Convention Center. Definitely check out Baltimore Comic-Con.